The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It's the best time of the year. It's sub-state basketball, and tonight it's the girls' turn in Class 1A. It's the semifinals of the 1A Division 1 Centralia Sub-State. And we start sub-state action tonight with the Jackson Heights Cobras taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Jake Spalding and Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane, and well, Jake, what a two doubleheader game we have here tonight between the girls' side, starting with Jackson Heights and Clifton Clyde. Two teams that play in two completely different leagues, everybody knows that, but you throw the records out and it's postseason time. And not only that, it's sub-state semifinals. You're on a neutral court, you throw everything out, and it's just who wants it more at this point in the season.
Absolutely. This is the Jackson Heights team. They ran the table in the Northeast Kansas League this year, 14-0 in conference play. But I'll tell you one thing, and we say it every year, whether we're broadcasting a TVL matchup in regular season, broadcasting the TVL tournament, or postseason action, TVL teams get prepared with that regular season. We talk about it at the Big Seven as well. The Northeast Kansas League is the one league where it's usually top-heavy. There's a couple teams at the top, and that's about it. The rest of the way down, it's kind of, you know, average as far as records go from the Northeast Kansas League. So you get to this neutral site. Yes, Jackson Heights, a 17-1 record. You know, this team from Clifton Clyde, they defeated Centralia in overtime last week, but 11-9 on the record. But 11-9 in the Twin Valley League, I think you could cross-compare that to be a top-three team in the Northeast Kansas League. This Jackson Heights team, though, I'll tell you, my key for tonight for Jackson Heights is they've got to get up and down the floor. They've got to try and run in transition. They've got to create defense into offense. That's what Jackson Heights is going to look to do. That's what's gotten into this point of the season. That's why they're 17-1.
And really, you look at Clifton Clyde, they might say they're in the best spot of anybody just for the simple fact they don't have to play anybody in the TVL.
True.
And that's not a slight towards Jackson Heights at all either. Just for the simple fact they played TVL teams regular season, in a midseason tournament, and so far here in the postseason as well. So just the fact seeing somebody new has got to be something that Clifton Clyde is looking for here tonight. Again, Clifton Clyde and their head coach, Aaron Ward, 11-9 overall. They were 5-7 in the TVL, 2-2 in the last four games, as Jake mentioned, beating Centralia 49-46 in overtime last week. Shea Wirtz, she's just a freshman, but she is going to be an absolute stud for Clifton Clyde here in years to come. She had 16 points in that win, and Clifton Clyde had their second-best season in school history last year, have another solid one here in 2021. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, and our head coach Dan Shoup in his eighth season, he's got over 250 wins to his credit. Cobra 17-1, 14-0, as Jake mentioned, in the Northeast Kansas League. Only lost this season came to Royal Valley in the first game of the year, 59-44, and they won the Hiawatha midseason tournament, so it's not like Jackson Heights doesn't have wins outside of the Northeast Kansas League so far this year, and they're looking to make it back to state as they went just a couple of years ago. So, Jake, this matchup should be a really fun one here tonight, and we look forward to it. But we owe you a pregame timeout. We'll take that break. We'll come back. We'll get to the starters and then get set to get the ball game underway here on 92.1 at KMZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Centralia High School. We're just about set to get the opening game of this Class 1A Division 1 Substate Contest underway between the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Clifton Klein Eagles. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Clifton Klein Eagles and our head coach, Kieran Wirth. Starting things off in the backcourt at 5'3 junior Carson Sykes, 5'6 junior Emma Nobert, 5'3 senior Julia Douglas, 5'9 freshman Shea Wirth, and 5'8 senior Mallory Callahan. Again, for the Eagles, Sykes, Nobert, Douglas, Wirth, and Callahan, the starting five here tonight. Wirth, the leading scorer for Clifton Klein, about 14 a game. Nobert, the junior, she averages in double figures as well, and 11 points per game. Those are the two key players for Clifton Klein here tonight. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, and our head coach Dan Shoup in his eighth season. His starting lineup looks like this. A 5'9 junior Kylie Diekman, 5'8 junior Mackenzie McMahon, 5'6 senior Kaylee Thompson, 5'9 junior Amaya Marlette, and 5'8 junior Rebecca Hutzlitz. So again, for the Cobras, Diekman, McMahon, Thompson, Marlette, and Hutzlitz, the starting five here tonight. Marlette's leading scorer for the Cobras at 15 points a game. Thompson, double figures at 11 points a contest. So take a look at this game. Both teams feature two pretty good players. Wirth's a freshman for Clifton Clyde. She's one of the better players in the league. Just a freshman at 5'9", can do a lot of different things. But if you look at Jackson Heights, they probably are one of the best players in the Northeast Kansas League, in Amaya Marlette.
Absolutely. Amaya Marlette, she's been a four-year starter for this Jackson Heights Cobra team. She's capping off a three-year starter for this team. And she's definitely one, the leader on this roster. She leads them in points. She's also one that everything goes through her. She will handle the basketball. She'll bang down low on the post. She can hit it from the outside as well. Amaya Marlette, the one we're going to see a lot tonight for the Cobras.
We'll step aside for the national anthem. We'll come back and get the ball game underway here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Centralia. We are underway. Jackson Heights in their home white uniforms, Clifton Clyde in their road red. The Eagles will start with the basketball. They'll operate from left to right. Wirth lost it into the backcourt, saves it in, and now it's picked up by Jackson Heights. The Hutzlitz the other way, drives in, feeds it off to Marlette. She'll put it up and in. The first basket of the game goes to Amaya Marlette, and Jackson Heights takes a 2-0 advantage.
Right there, I talked about it at the top of the broadcast, Johnny. It is all about defense turning into offense for this Cobra team. There are a turnover result in a layup.
7:20 to go in the first. Clifton Klein with their second possession of the ball game. Jackson Heights in a 2-3 zone. Out on the right wing, Douglas with the basketball. Ripped around the horn of the left wing to Sykes. She'll dribble to the foul line. Kick it up on top to Douglas. She gets to the middle of the lane. Kick to the Callahan of the foul line. Now out to Wirth, then back left side to Sykes. Jackson Heights doing a great job of coming out on shooters and making things tough here in the early going for the Eagles. Now Callahan gets loose inside, and she puts it up and in on a great feed from Emma Nober.
Now she got through the zone that time. Jackson Knight, the team that likes to stay in zone defensively, a lot of times you won't see them double on anybody. On that baseline drive, though, double team comes, and Callahan broke wide open.
A diamond in one right now for Clifton Clyde. They're guarding Marlette with Douglas. And Jackson Knight's going to slow things back up and look to run an offense here against this diamond and one.
Yeah, diamond and one again. They're just trying to make sure that Maya Marlette does not catch the basketball. This is where teams need their second and third scorers to step up.
Here's Marlette. She gets inside. A lot of contact. Plays up a shot, and the ball goes now out of bounds, and it will be Clifton Clyde basketball.
That time, Marlette maybe trying to do a little too much. They're trying to split a double team that came to her. Threw up kind of a wild shot, but Clifton Clyde, they figured out early here when it's a half-court offense for Jackson Heights, they've got a game plan for Marlette.
Tied at 2, 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. The Eagles with the basketball on the right wing. Nobert in the corner, dribbles once, kicks it up on top to Sykes. Now here's Wirtz left of the head of the circle. Gets a screen from Callahan, dribbles to the right elbow, stops, feeds it back on top to Sykes.
Dana's the zone. Johnny right now are the Cobras, and they're going to force Clifton Clyde to try and hit an outside shot to get them out of this zone. Doing a great job on Callahan down low right now is Kaylee Thompson.
Sykes gets to the foul line, kicks it into the right corner and over. Clyde is doing a good job, though, just working the ball around the perimeter. They're not forcing anything here in the early going. They're trying to get to Callahan on the block, but she's blocked off by Jackson Isis Thompson. And now here's Wirtz driving to the baseline. As the ball knocked free, it's loose on the floor. Fought for, Jackson Isis has it. And now it's into the hands of McMahon, who will bring it the other way. The second turnover for the Eagles. Marlette the other way, off window. Her shot's no good, and the rebound to Callahan. Up Clifton Clyde.
Another opportunity there for the Cobras. They cannot capitalize that time on the turnover.
Wirtz, a free throw line jumper. It's good. Shane Wirtz from the foul line has her first basket of the night. And it's 4-2 Clifton Clyde, 3 minutes in.
And again, watch out. You mentioned Wirtz at the top of the broadcast. She's the one the Eagles are going to be looking for a lot here in this set. That was an easy high post turnaround J from the freshman.
Eichmann out on top for Jackson Heights. Feeds his left wing to Hutchlitz. Now up on top is Thompson. She had a big game about a week and a half ago for Jackson Heights. I'll pass inside to McMahon. She spins on the baseline. Shoots a 10-footer. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Hutchlitz. She puts it up and in from the left side.
Good job, Rebecca Hutchlitz that time. She's a girl that's had to grow into a new role this year. She can shoot from the outside, but she has to bang down low sometimes. Gets the offensive board and the putback. We're tied at 4.
4:25 to go in the opening quarter. Inside Callahan. Dribbles through a double team. Puts it over her right shoulder and in. So Callahan has 4-4 Clifton Clyde. The Eagles take a 6-4 lead with 4:15 to go in the first.
Told you how Jackson Knight does not like the double team. That time the double team does not come, and Callahan goes right by the defender Thompson.
And they're going to get a legal screen on Jackson Knight. I think it's going to be on Diekman trying to get Marlette free. But they are going to get Diekman with that foul. That's going to be the first foul of the game on either side. Jackson Knight immediately will make a substitution. Kenyon Oberding, a 5'9 junior, will come into the game to replace Hutchlitz.
Watch out for Kenyon Oberding. She's another young player on this roster, has had some varsity time, and she's a spark off the bench for this Cobra team.
6-4, Clifton climbing the lead in with a basketball. Up on top, Nober kicks left side to Sykes. She gets to the middle of the lane and picks it up on to the right wing to Douglas. All the way inside, I try to get to Callahan. Now the ball was in the corner, Nober's got it. Here's Sykes right at the head of the circle. Dribbles once and throws it off the knee of Marlette. It'll be a kick ball, and the Eagles will take it sideline out of bounds.
3:46 to go in this first quarter. If you're Clifton Clyde, you're happy the way that this game has begun, and Coach Wirtz as well, because you have not let Jackson Knights establish offensively in the half court. You've seen Jackson Knights kind of rush some shots, and offensively for the Eagles, they're being very patient here against this zone.
Into the baseline, here's Nobert. Lost it, and it's stolen away by Jackson Knights. Marlette's got it in the backcourt as the Eagles have turned it over now three times. Kicked up ahead and thrown away by Marlette. She was trying to get it to Oberding up ahead, but threw it way too tall. That'll be turnover number one for the Cobras.
And that was just another rushed possession that time for Jackson Knights. You're seeing shots go up too quick. You're seeing the defense really not force the issue for Clifton Clyde, but Marlette that time was trying to speed the offense up, throws it too high and out of play.
Douglas dribbles the basketball out on top, gets a screen from Nobert. Now Wirtz right at the head of the circle. Back on top to Nobert. Left side, here's Douglas. Jackson Knights kind of more of a 3-2, almost like a 1-3-1 look right now. And now they get a foul on the inside on McMahon. That will be her first, second team foul.
And Kinsey, again, another young player. We're saying that quite a bit tonight about this Jackson Knights team, a young player who's stepped onto this floor. That's why this team's so impressive, the youth on this team.
Or to the foul line, kicks right side to Sykes. She'll dribble to the baseline, pull it from 15 feet. Her shot is off the back rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Callahan's got it. She puts up a shot and gets fouled. And Mallory Callahan will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 2:59 to go in the quarter.
Mallory Callahan is a bigger bodied gal down there for the Eagles, but she's clearing space. And that ball goes off the rim. You got to put a body on a body. That time, McMahon just tried to hang around and try and reach through to get the rebound. Instead, she picks up her second foul.
Callahan to the free throw line on the year, 52%. Her first free throw is too strong. The Hudlitz will come back into the game for McMahon. Also, Clifton Clyde will make three substitutions. We'll see Brianna Appfelter for the first time. Second free throw by Callahan is wide right, but an offensive rebound for Clifton Clyde. It's picked up by Thrasher, but then it's tipped out of bounds off of Clyde, and it will be Jacksonite basketball.
So an offensive rebound again. The glass being won by the Eagles here early on. The Cobras, they catch a break, Johnny. That ball slipped right through the hand, deflected out of bounds, and Cobras with the basketball now.
They're on the diamond and one right now as a three-pointer is put up by Olberding. It's airballed short, and the rebound to Thrasher of Clifton Clyde. 2:41 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-4. The Eagles leading with the basketball. Up on top, we'll get another reach-in foul, and that's going to be on Marlapp. That will be her first. I take that back. It's going to be on Olberding, her first.
I tell you one thing. You tell Coach Words from Clifton Clyde, your team would have four turnovers. Jack's match is just one, and you're up by two with 2.5 to go in the first.
He wouldn't believe
you.
I need to take that.
Absolutely.
Now a near turnover by the Eagles, but the ball's retrieved near the timeline by Appfelter, and then Coach Works is going to get a timeout to save the possession. We'll take the break. Timeout on the floor with 2:34 to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-4. Clifton Clyde leads. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 2:34 to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-4. Clifton Clyde leads Jackson Heights. The Eagles with the basketball as they move from left to right in their road red uniforms. Appfelter up on top. Now right at the head of the circle is Douglas. Jackson Heights stays in that zone. Now it's more of a traditional 3-2. Appfelter on the right wing. Back left side to Douglas. Cross-court pass to Nobert. She'll try a three. It's airballed long. The long rebound will be tracked down by Olberding in the backcourt for Jackson Heights. Marlette now will walk it across the timeline. Kicked up ahead to Huffless in the left corner. Marlette cuts in. They don't get it to her. And now ripped around the horn. Here's Olberding on the right wing. Riley Diekman now out near the midcourt circle. Back to Marlette out on top, guarded by Douglas. Marlette drives to the elbow. Stops, tries to feed it to the baseline, but it kicks out of bounds off of Clifton Clyde. And it will be Cobra basketball. 1:46 to go in the first, 6-4, Clifton Clyde.
Once again, you're seeing the diamond and one defense against Marlatt. She's not able to get to the ball cleanly. Nonstop pressure.
Now they get the ball inside to Thompson, and she was able to gain possession, and she goes up for the shot and gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair as Thrasher gets hit with that foul. And that will send Thompson to the free throw line for the first time. Thompson, 67% on the year from the stripe. It's about four free throws a game, but her first one is too strong.
It's going to be key for the Cobras. Again, you've got four fouls on Jackson Heights. Just one on Clifton Clyde here early on. These free throws will be pivotal.
Second free throw is rattled in and out and back in. So Thompson has her first point of the night. It's 6-5. Clifton Clyde leads by one. And the Eagles now back with the basketball as Douglas has got it. Up on top, Thrasher inside to Callahan on the right block. She backs down, forces up a shot, and puts it off the window and in. Callahan with six.
She's impressed me early on, Johnny. She's able to get up and down the floor quickly.
Here's a three by Olberding. It's in and out. Rebound to Callahan, and the Eagles will bring it the other way.
Jackson Heights has yet to show full court pressure against this Eagles team. They've yet to really force the issue on the defensive side. It's a big reason why they're down by three with a minute to go.
Well, if you look at the Cobras, they can only have 5 points. They haven't had a chance to really set up a press as well. Callahan to the foul line. Faces up, kicks it back out. Now to the left side, here's Douglas. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Right at the end of the circle, Nobert with the basketball. Out on top now to Douglas. Flip McLean again, just taking their time against the zone of the Cobras. Thrasher in the middle of the lane gets tied up, and they're going to call a jump ball, so Jackson Heights will have it on the possession arrow. Substitutions for Jackson Heights. We'll just see one, as it will be Megan Medock, a sophomore that will come in. Also, Clifton Clyde will counter with Paige Bowser, 5'3", junior.
I'd like to see Jackson Heights right here, Johnny, as Oberding will bring it up across the timeline here in just a moment. I want to see them run more of a set offense. We give the high post action, get Thompson involved, get some back cuts against the zone. Clifton Clyde able to just sit back and defend.
Here's Oberding right of the wing. Gets double team, kicks it out into the corner. Menock with the basketball. Now back to Oberding and up on top, Hutzlitz. Oberding back on the right wing into the corner. Menock will try a three. It's airballed long, and the rebound will go to Wirtz, who just checked back into the game for Clifton Clyde.
That basketball did not touch the paint one time for the Cobras. That's a gift to his own defense for Jackson Heights. They got to get penetration to get those outside shots open.
13 seconds to go. The Eagles going to take the final shot here of quarter number one, leading 8-5. And out is a steal. Wirtz fell asleep. Hutchless picked the ball away. Now a loose scrum for the basketball. It'll have a jump ball. Clyde will have the basketball on the possession arrow. Good hustle, though, by Jackson Heights. Now to force an even tougher situation with only 4 seconds to go in quarter number one. Wirtz with the basketball. 3 seconds to go. Wirtz has no idea how much time on the clock. A shot from half court is no good. It's wide right. And that's the end of quarter number one. So, one quarter in the books. It's been a good one so far. Stay tuned with the 8-5 lead for Clifton Clyde when we come back in the second quarter of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Quickly into the second quarter, Jackson Heights with the basketball down by three. And the left wing is Diekman with it for the Cobras. Lifting Klein still in a diamond and one. Here's a three from the corner by Oberding. It's off the back rim. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Marlette's got it. She gets blocked, but foul on the arm. And two shots coming from Marlette.
Coach Wirtz might have a little bit of a discussion out of the official here. That shot did hit the top of the backboard, but it's got to go on the backside of the backboard or hit the cable, and neither one of those things happened. So it's a good opportunity for him to try to discuss that and battle for that, but it was the right call by the officials to let that go.
Marlette to the free throw line. Our first one is wide right, so the Cobras are 1-for-3 from the line here to start this game.
And for Marlette, your leading scorer, your leader, this is, if you're not going to get very many shot opportunities, this is where you got to make it count.
Marlette hits the second, so she's got 3 points, and it's 8-6 Clifton Clyde, 30 seconds into the game. Douglas the other way, kicks it right side to Sykes. It's the Eagles with a near starting five out there for the original starting five, along with Paige Bowser. Wirtz with the basketball between the rings. So right of the front court to Douglas. Now Wirtz again between the circles. Sykes now on the right wing, crosses over as the Cobras stay in the zone. Callahan at the foul line, kicks it cross court into the corner. Now Callahan has it back on the block, faces up, kicks it back out, but she travels with the basketball. Kind of got caught in no man's land, didn't know what to do with the basketball.
Again, this Jackson Heights team, I keep talking about how they typically don't double team. That time, Callahan, she was face guarded by Thompson when she caught the basketball, but Oberding came backside, forced the extra step, the turnover now number 5 on Clifton Clyde.
So the Cobras back with the basketball as they operate from right to left in their home white uniforms. Here's a jumper by Thompson. It's way too strong. She got her own rebound, flicked up a shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound for Oberding, and she'll stick it up and in from the right side.
Good job there by Canyon Oberding. She's one of the smallest girls on the floor at 5'8". But I tell you one thing, it's about grit and determination. Jackson Heights with a 17-1 record, unblemished in the Northeast Kansas League. But this is sub-state semifinals. They've gotten the best shot from Clifton Clyde early.
Tied at 8, 6:30 to go in the opening half. Sykes dribbles to the free throw line. Takes the right side to Bowser, now to the baseline to work. Bowser might have got away with the travel, and now here's Sykes back again on the right wing. She'll cross over, go behind the back, flick it right side to Wirtz. She'll chuck up a three, and it's good. Contested three by Shea Wirtz. She's got five, and it's 11-8, Clifton Clyde.
Boy, compared to Steph Curry a little bit there, she doesn't need much room, doesn't need much time. That was a quick release of the basketball, and a nice three-pointer there for the Eagles, who are now up by that margin.
6 minutes to go. Another jumper by Thompson that's way off to the right. Another rebound for Callahan as the Eagles come the other way, leading by three. Sykes on the left wing. She'll try a high-arcing three. It's off the back rim. Rebound will go to Oberding of Jackson Heights. Oberding now quickly the other way. Across the timeline of the front court. Down low to Thompson on the block. She gets hit on the arm, but before the shot, they'll get a foul underneath. And that's going to be on Wirtz again, I think. But it's going to be her second. It is.
That's a big foul right there because Shea's going to have to come out of this ball game. We still got 5:41 to go in this opening half. So maybe Coach Wirtz will say, hey, battle it out. But if I'm Jackson, I have to go right at her right here with those two personal fouls.
They're going to leave her in there as Nobert checks back in. Marlatt with the trigger man for Jackson Heights. Now Oberding drives in and gets bumped and fouled. That will be on Douglas, her first. And the foul's quickly now racking up on Clifton Clyde. That's number four.
Jackson Heights finding a little bit of success right now with some motion on the offensive side. It all depends right now on who's touching the ball between the rings.
Marlatt in the right corner. Dribbles once, kicks it cross court to the left of the front court to Oberding. She'll drive in, force up a shot, but in and out. Rebound and over of Clifton Clyde.
Good job that time by Callahan. She stood straight up. You have every right as a defender to be there as well, and she contested the shot. It was missed by Oberding.
That's the one thing I've noticed watching Callahan over the last couple of years. With her size, she does a really good job of not fouling on the inside. And we'll get a quick reach-in foul on Jackson Heights' Oberding. That will be her second.
And that's a big one, too, because Canyon, again, she's a big player off this bench. That's two fouls on her now. Heights with five, but two fouls each on McMahon and Oberding here in this first half.
Eakman back into the game for Hutcliffe. Clifton Clyde the basketball. Callahan gets in the middle lane, forces up a shot that's no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's picked away by McMahon of Jackson Heights. Elmar Latin transition. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stops, gets it off to Diekman. Now into the left corner to Oberding. Light is staying in this diamond and one. They've ran it the entirety of this game, and so far, it has done pretty well. Marlatt in the middle of the lane. Dribbles once. Forces up a shot. Rattles in and out. Callahan with another strong rebound, and she'll bring it the other way. Now here is Douglas.
Amaya Marlatt has not been able to get going because of this on-the-ball defense by Clifton Clyde. They will stick to this until they get beat. Somebody else from Jackson Heights has got to find a way to get open to force Coach Wirtz out of it. Otherwise, it'll be a long night for this Cobra team.
Is it just me or does Marlatt look gassed so far?
Absolutely.
Here, having to run around just to try to get open here in this game so far? Sykes out on top for Clifton Clyde. 4:25 to go in the half. It's 11-8. The Eagles lead. Driving in the middle of the lane. Here's a pass inside. It's stolen away by Marlatt. That's turnover number six for the Eagles. The other way, here's Oberding left of the wing. Back to Marlatt, left of the head of the circle. She'll dribble to the foul line, back it back out, and kick to the right wing to Diekman. 4 minutes to go in the half. Cobras with the basketball trailing by three. Oberding kicks it into the corner. McMahon now with it. Back to Marlatt. Left wing, Marlatt pumps on a three, and then gets bumped, but they're going to call a three-second violation on Thompson on the inside, so Jackson Heights will turn it over for just the second time.
And that was a good call by the official. Thompson was just camped out, but the Cobras missed her twice. Two different times, she flashed to the high post and then sunk back in the lane. She was open. This Cobra team's got to find a way to get that basketball in the lane to collapse this zone defense because it's too easy right now for Clifton Clyde.
3:45 to go in the half. It's 11-8. The Eagles with the lead and the basketball. Sykes back out on top to Douglas. Trying to get it to work. The high post, she's got it. She'll dribble once, force up a shot, and get fouled on the arm. And Shea Wirtz will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That will be on Thompson, just her first. And so Wirtz to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Wirtz high arcing free throw is good. 62% on the year. She has attempted 120 free throws this season.
You think she goes through it a lot?
I'd say so. And her second free throw is wide right, but an offensive rebound, Callahan, and she'll stick it up. Missed an open look on the inside, and the rebound can be yanked away by Thompson. And now it's nearly turned over as Marlette has to retrieve the basketball in the backcourt.
Close to a double dribble there by Marlette, but this is where Jackson Heights can thrive. With her bringing the basketball up, doesn't allow the defense to settle into that diamond and one.
Hutchless, the top of the key three, is wide left. Rebound to Callahan again. She has been a monster on the boards for the Eagles here tonight.
Jackson Heights just not able to get any offensive flow here early on in this game.
Up on top to Sykes. Jackson Heights still in the zone. You got to wonder at what point do the Cobras maybe even go to a man-to-man or something, at least try to get something going. Timeout, 2:58 to go in the half. We'll take this break. It's 12-8, Clifton Clyde leading Jackson Heights here on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Quick score update. Nemaha Central leading Jeff West 23-12, about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter in the 3A Sabetha Girls Substate. Here in the 1A Division 1 Centralia Substate, Clifton Clyde with a 12-8 lead over Jackson Heights under 3 minutes to go in the half. Out of the timeout, the Eagles will have the basketball as they operate from left to right. End of the corner, Sykes on the right side of the floor. Dribbles out on top, and now here's Douglas. He'll get to the foul line. Stops, spin out, and give it to Worth on the left wing. He'll drive in, put up a 10-footer that's partially blocked. Now a fight for the rebound, and we'll get a jump ball. Good work by Callahan and Thompson as they get the tie up, and it'll stay with the Eagles.
Yeah, that rejection there by Kenton McMahon of Jackson Heights. Great job timing it, not fouling Wirtz. And again, said Callahan's name a few times tonight, crashing the board. Jump ball, tie up goes to the Eagles.
McMahon's got to be careful. She does have two fouls. And now a ball knocked out of bounds. Again, Clifton Clyde will have it. Douglas will trigger it in from the baseline. 2:39 to go in the half. Douglas still looking to get it in. Finally gets it into Wirtz, who has a wide open shot but missed it from the left block. Good look by Wirtz. The rebound will go to Jackson Heights, who will bring it the other way, down by four.
2.5 to go in this opening half, but I feel like this is such a huge possession for the Cobras. You got a defensive break with that missed lay-in there by Clifton Clyde, and now you got a chance to try and make this a two-point ball game.
Oberding, right place, right time, but her shot thrown away by Wirtz and taken by Clifton Clyde.
These officials definitely letting the girls play. Again, you get postseason officials, they're different than regular season officials. You're going to see games get a little bit more physical. That's what we've got here tonight.
I got to say, I love that, though. I'd rather them play a little bit more than calling everything, but we will get a foul here.
Right as we say that.
This is a big call here.
I think Kenzie just got charged with a third.
Yep, she did. So she is going to have to come out of the game. We'll see Diekman come back in. And that's big because that's also a little bit of size coming out of the game as well for Jackson Heights.
And it's also bonus territory the rest of this half.
So Julia Douglas will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 on the year, only 28%. She only attempted 18 of them on the season, but it's going to be a lane violation on Callahan. She came running into the lane way too early.
It was banked home, though.
Yeah.
So wipe it away.
Officially, that will not count as a free throw attempt for Douglas.
Johnny, I thought banks closed about 5 o'clock or 4:30.
Postseason, they're always open.
Always open.
And so Jackson Heights with the basketball trailing 12-8, 1:51 to go in the half. Now there's a jumper by Diekman that's missed, saved in by Marlette, but it's into the hands of Nobert of Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, Marlette, she saved that in, though, Johnny, but I'm pretty sure that was a deflected shot. She let that go. That would have been Cobra basketball.
Douglas right of the wing, kicks it to the foul line to Callahan. Now driving in, a lot of travel. Clifton Clyde will turn over for the eighth time.
Again, 8 turnovers to 2. Clifton Clyde just turning the basketball over, but their defense has been phenomenal here tonight thus far. Again, you have 8 turnovers, but you're up by 4 with 90 seconds to go in the opening half. Coach Wirtz has got to be pleased with his defensive effort so far.
12-8, the Eagles lead. Jackson Heights with the basketball. Diekman right of the wing, and she travels. Third turnover for the Cobras. They just cannot get anything going here in this first half.
The number one seed in this sub-state, a top five team in 1A Division I, winners of the Northeast Kansas League. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast. TVL teams are a different monster when you come into sub-state and state tournaments.
Well, just for the simple fact, I look at it as well as the Eagles are just going to play catch-up on top to try to run some clock here. But I look at it, I mean, the NEKL, they're not known for being a physical league. What is the TVL known for? Being extremely, extremely physical. That, to me, is one of the biggest things that I see when I look at the two leagues. Lifton Clyde still with the basketball. The Cobras now out of the zone into man-to-man. Douglas just going to hold it 2 steps in front of the timeline. Going to make Marlatt come out and guard her. Marlatt still 10 feet away, and now she's finally going to come out on her. Douglas drives in, kicks it into the corner, and the Eagles turn it over. Turnover number 9. I mentioned it earlier that it might be something that the Cobras have to do is go to like a man-to-man or something like that just to get something going.
Well, Clifton Clyde, they're up by 4. They're the underdog in this game. Of course, they're going to sit back and they're going to hold the basketball.
Here's a 3 by Menock. It's in and out. The rebound will go to Thrasher of Clifton Clyde. And now bringing it the other way is Nober, is wearing the 30 seconds to go in the half.
Marlette, she's going to pick her up here man-to-man. And Jackson Knight is not going to let Clifton Clyde just try and hold for one here.
Callahan back out to Douglas. 15 seconds, we approach Joey here in the half. The Eagles want to take the final shot and go to the halftime with the lead. Here's a 3 by Nober that's airballed long. Oberding with a rebound. 8 seconds to go. Oberding across the timeline. Carries the basketball. Turnover number 4 for the Cobras. So the Eagles will have it back. It's still a lot of time.
Yeah.
4.7 seconds to go.
And that gives you 3 to 4 dribbles at this point, Johnny, before you got to put a shot up. Listen, Clyde, they've ended this first half the way they want to.
Nober with the ball in the backcourt. Still looking to get it in. Gets it into Douglas. She dribbles by Marlette. 2 seconds. Douglas stops, puts up a shot. It's no good. And we've reached the end of 2 quarters of play. A defensive battle here so far tonight. At the end of 2 quarters of play, it's Clifton Clyde 12, Jackson Heights 8. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the first half stats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Centralia High School. We're at halftime of the opening game of tonight's Class 1A Division 1 Girls Semifinals. And at the half, it is Clifton Clyde 12, Jackson Heights, the number one seed in the sub-state, 8. So a 4-point lead for the 5-seeded Clifton Clyde Eagles here tonight. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spalding alongside of me. Kirk Kilwin, our man, back at the studios. And, well, Jake, it's just been simple fact of, well, neither side has had much offense tonight, but Clifton Clyde has just made a couple extra plays.
Yeah, again, we're in postseason basketball at this point in time right now. And this is something where, you know, those at home listening hear a 12-8 halftime score and they're thinking, my goodness, those teams are struggling right now. And they are. Both teams are not shooting the ball very well. The efficiency right now, the field goal percentage, is not good. But you got to give credit to the defensive side of the basketball. Both teams have their strategies, how they're going to, you know, slow the other team down. Jackson Heights doing a great job, you know, trying to keep the ball on the perimeter. A couple times you saw Clifton Clyde get some easy buckets at the rim, but only a couple times. If you're Clifton Clyde, though, at halftime right now, Coach Wirtz has got to be extremely happy because Amaya Marlette, the leading scorer, the leader on this team, you came out with a philosophy of the diamond in one, or for those maybe a box in one format. You're face guarding her, not letting her catch the basketball, and you're having man-to-man or zone the rest of the way. That is the best defense you can put against a superstar athlete like Amaya Marlette, and she's struggling right now. She's getting those frustration shots where she's double-teamed and throwing it up anyway when somebody's wide open. That's the struggle right now for this Jackson Heights team, and Coach Dan Shoup has got to figure out at halftime, what adjustments can we make to attack this defense? Because right now there are no there's no flow offensively for this Jackson Heights team that averages, 53 points a game around there, and they've got 8 at halftime. I don't anticipate Jackson Heights going to explode here in this second half to get to that 53-point average.
Well, you look at Jackson Heights. They've scored over 60 points this year 3 times. They've scored over 50 points 11 times. So that just shows right now tonight how tough it's been for the Cobras. But you look at it for Jackson Heights, too. I mean, it's not like they haven't had shots. They just haven't been able to knock down shots from the perimeter.
Sure.
I mean, but you look at on the year. They're not a three-point shooting team. Marlette, she's 36-37% on the year. After that, Oberding's the only other player in the 30% range.
Yeah.
She's at 32%. Then it drops way off. So it's not like Jackson Heights is known for being an outside shooting team. And I guarantee you that's what Coach Wirtz saw that on film, saw the stats, because
yeah.
He has the same access we all do. And so that's exactly why he went to the Diamond and One. He's basically going to say, Jackson Heights, you're the number one overall seed. You're 17-1 on the year. If you hit three-pointers and beat us, I'll be perfectly okay with that.
But I think, again, yeah, you're exactly right with that, Johnny. But the thing that Jackson Heights does so well is get out and run on the floor. They have not done that tonight. They have not pushed the issue on a defensive rebound, on a steal, for those run-out layup opportunities. And another thing, Jackson Heights, under the tenure of Coach Dan Shoup with his assistant Brad Alley, they have a phenomenal full-court press. We have not seen that one time tonight. Now, this year, they haven't done it all year long, but at some point, you've got to go to your bread and butter to try and mix things up on the defensive side. I expect to see that in the second half.
Well, we saw the one time they went to a man-to-man, they forced a turnover, too. So, I mean,
yeah.
So that's something I do think that Jackson Heights has got to go to some type of trap, a man-to-man, something, just something different, and then just sitting back in his zone. And really, because Clyde is just dictating the tempo of this game.
Well, they're
letting it slow. They're being able to slow the game down
And
be placed. TBL basketball.
With no shot clock in high school, you can do that. You can stand out there. We saw it. Clifton Clyde, before Jackson Heights switched to man, the one time you were referencing to, Jackson Heights is back in his zone. Clifton Clyde stood at half court for 20 seconds, just letting the clock milk away. If you're up by 4 and your opponent's not scoring the basketball well, you're going to do that.
Team in the substate. Yeah, why
exactly.
Not?
Take your chances.
Looking at the stats from the first half, we'll start with Jackson Heights. Again, 4 turnovers. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Did not hit a 3 in the first half. And we're led in scoring by Marlette, who had just 3. Then 2 apiece for Kenyon Oberding and Rebecca Hutchless. And a single free throw for Kaylee Thompson. Clifton Clyde, meanwhile, they had 9 turnovers in the first half. 6 of those came in the second quarter alone. 1 three-pointer, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by Mallory Callahan and Shea Wirtz. They're the only 2 players that have scored for the Eagles. They each have 6. So it's not like either team has been any type of offensive juggernaut here tonight. It's been a simple fact of Clyde has just made a couple extra buckets. But because of our halftime score of 12-8, the Eagles lead the Cobras 5-4 here in intermission. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back and we'll get you set to start the third quarter with a 12-8 lead for Clifton Clyde over Jackson Heights on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs. Cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the third quarter. Jack Knight's already on the floor. There's still 40 seconds to go on the clock. They are ready. After what was a tough first half, you can already just see it. In just the emotions of Jack Knights, they're ready to go here in the third quarter. Fifth and Clyde has made their way to the floor. The Cobras will have the first possession. They'll operate from left to right here in the second half. The Eagles will go from right to left in their road red uniforms. And with that, third quarter underway. The Cobras will start with the basketball. Fifth and Clyde going to stay in the diamond and one. Marlatt with the basketball for the Cobras on the left wing. They got Douglas guarding Marlatt. She gets tripped in the middle of the lane. They're going to get a foul. Travel on Jackson Heights. I think on Huffless it was up at the top of the key. So the Cobras turn it over for the fifth time. And the Eagles will have it with 7:49 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights right now staying in the zone, and now they're going to kind of be in a man-to-man. They had a player running the baseline. Now is this a diamond in the I don't know what Jack Knights is running right now. They've got Diekman just running the baseline.
Basically, they're running a one heavy side on the defensive side. Zone towards the top and Diekman running baseline. Anybody that crosses her face, she's going with them.
Probably help with the post players down low, I'd imagine. That's
sure.
Potentially what she's trying to do. Now a pass inside is knocked free and stolen away by Huntsman. Attempt turnover for the Eagles. Here's Huntsman the other way. In transition all the way inside. Her scoop layup's no good. And Callahan rips the rebound away. And the Eagles will bring it back the opposite direction. A great opportunity for Jackson Heights. Again, goes to the wayside. And the Eagles back to the basketball on a four-point advantage.
10 turnovers on Clifton Clyde, and Jackson Heights has taken advantage of one.
Sykes, a left corner jumper, and up and good. A foot on the line at the two. But Carson Sykes has her first basket of the night. And it's 14-8, Clifton Clyde. It was 6:45 to go in the third, and now Jackson Heights turns it over. Actually, no, it's tipped away by Worth. It'll be tipped by Worth. It'll stay with Jackson Heights. Overding back into the game for Diekman as well.
It's the largest lead of the game right now for Clifton Clyde. And again, it's starting on their defensive side. Jackson Heights not able to get any scoring, turning out for easy opportunities for the Eagles.
Huntsless, a straightaway three. It's in and out. Rebound will go to Douglas of Clifton Clyde, and she gets trapped in the backcourt, dribbles away from it. That would have been a good opportunity for Jackson Heights to go to a little pressure. Instead, they kind of back off and let Douglas just walk the ball off the floor. Left to the head of the circle where the basketball is over. Now Sykes right of the wing. It's 20 to go, third quarter. The lead is 6 for the Eagles. Douglas left of the wing. Fast up top is tipped by Marlette, but it's an end of Noburn, and now Marlette does get a steal. Again, the 11th turnover for the Eagles. Back the other way, they turn it over again. Marlette trying to kick it to Thompson, but Wirtz picks off the pass. Wirtz all the way to the other end. Dribbles into the right corner. Gets it off to Sykes. Left side of the floor, Douglas. Into the left corner, Nobert. Back to Douglas. In the left corner, here's Nobert. Douglas out on top. Lefton Clyde is just dictating the entire pace of this game here to this point.
Again, they're content with running clock. They're content with having 60-second, 90-second possessions and then ending with the basket here against this zone. I'm really surprised that Jackson Ice hasn't gone to a man.
Sykes, to pull up 15-footer, is off the back rim, but an offensive rebound for Wirtz. She'll force up a shot with the right hand. It's short. Rebound to Thompson, but Wirtz just yanks it away from her. And now we'll get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will stay with Clifton Clyde.
Again, these officials are letting these girls go at it right now. There's a lot of body contact going for these rebounds, and both teams just being aggressive right now. But, again, Clifton Clyde dominating the glass.
Callahan inside, gets fouled. She puts it up and in, and one. 8 for Mallory Callahan. The lead is 8. And that should be number 3 on Canyon Oberding, and it is. She just got caught out of position, and Coach Shoup's seen enough already. 5:21 to go, third quarter. The Cobras will take a timeout. It's 16-8. Clifton Clyde leads by 8 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Callahan misses the and-one opportunity. Now Jack Knight's back the other way. They nearly turn it over. McMahon on the baseline, inside of Thompson. She lays it up, missed the layup. Now the ball tips around into the hands of Sykes of Clifton Clyde. Sykes puts it to the baseline. Stops, forces up a right-hand runner that's no good. And tapped out of bounds by Wirtz. Oh, no, it's going to be last touch by McMahon, apparently. And McMahon didn't really look at the official by any means, and she must have known it was off for her.
8-point advantage. The Eagles trying to make it double digits. Again, this is currently their largest lead of the ballgame. Jackson Heights, that scoring drought continuing all the way back to the second quarter.
Another loose ball into the hands of Clifton Clyde. They have had every loose ball tonight as well. Pass to the baseline. It's stolen away. Kicked up ahead to Marlette, and then it's stolen back by Wirtz. So both teams trade turnovers, and the Eagles will slow it back down again with this 4:35 to go in the third quarter and an 8-point advantage. Right at the head of the circle with the basketball is Nober. Sykes now in the right corner. Back out to Nober, and again, Clyde just taking time off this clock, working the ball around the 3-point line. Sykes, the left corner, triple wide open. It's in and out. Rebound spot four is yanked away by Marlette. Amaya in transition, quickly up ahead, crosses over. Kicks left side of Hutcliffe. She'll try a left corner three. It's in and out. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Clifton Clyde. Back the other way. Nobert drives in. Throws up a wild shot. And it's good. Nobert has her first basket of the night. And the lead the biggest for the Eagles. It's up to 10.
6-0 run here by Clifton Clyde in this third quarter. Jackson Heights not getting any baskets to drop and not looking good on the offensive side.
McMahon at the baseline. Kicks the ball in the middle of the lane to Thompson. She forces up a jumper, and it rattles home. First field goal tonight for Kaylee Thompson. She's got 3 points, and it's 18-10. Clifton Clyde with 3:33 to go in the third. Into the corner, Sykes a wide open left corner three. It's good. They've left her open, and she's hit a couple. She's got 5, and the lead the biggest now up to 11. And now Jackson Heights turns it over. That's number 8 in the fourth turnover of the quarter for the Cobras as Oberding's going to check out of the game. Diekman back in.
And Oberding's got to come out. She's got those 3 fouls. And this Cobra team is gassed right now. Coach Dan Shoup only goes 6, maybe 7 deep on his roster And Clifton Clyde, they've already gone 9 deep in this contest.
Baseline, works on the left block, gets triple team, just threw it, kicks it up on top to Affolter. Out right side of the floor, Duggett. Works to the foul line, faces up, now spins it back out to Douglas, inside to Callahan. She faces up, the works out on top, straight away, three, bang! First, second three for Shea Wirtz, and Coach Shoup has seen enough. As the Eagles have pushed their lead to 14, as they'll get the timeout, 2:49 to go, third quarter. The 14-point advantage for the Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
KMZA.
.249 to go, third quarter out of the timeout. The Eagles have pushed their lead to 14. As Jackson Heights has the basketball operating from left to right. Inside, Thompson forces up a shot. She gets fouled. One of the best offensive sets we've seen from the Cobras tonight. And it results in two free throws coming for Kaylee Thompson. I'll go on Callahan. That'll be just her first, which, as much as Callahan has been involved tonight, it's crazy to think it's just her first foul. Credit to her. Thompson, first free throw off the back rim is no good.
Cobras have struggled tonight from the free throw line, an area where you need to be good in the postseason.
Thompson is 1 of 3 from the stripe so far. Second free throw is also no good. Fight for the rebound, though. It's yanked away again by Callahan, but Marlette with good hustle is going to steal the possession back for the Cobras as the jump ball possession arrow is in favor of Jackson Heights.
There's over 10 minutes of game time left, Johnny, but this is the most important possession of the ball game right now for Jackson Heights. You're seeing this massive run from Clifton Clyde. You got to get a bucket here if you want to stay in this game.
Orbiting on the right wing, dribbles to the elbow, stops, nearly lost it, kicks it up on top to Diekman. Now Thompson, a 10-foot jumper, is off wide right, and the ball tapped out of bounds by Clifton Clyde. It will stay with Jackson Heights.
I got to say, again, these officials are letting these girls play and the rebounds. You got to be strong down there if you're going to get a rebound in this ballgame.
Olberding, a wide-open right corner three is short. Another rebound for Callahan, but she has it yanked away by McMahon. Good hustle by McMahon that was able to get in there and force the jump ball, but the Eagles will have it on the possession arrow, and now finally Jackson Heights is going to go to a full-court pressure.
Kind of a man-to-man, but more of a 1-2-2. Going to trap in the corners. This is what Jackson Heights has patented with this year.
Over to the front court. A double team comes. She stops. Feeds it up on top to Douglas. Back down low to Wirtz. A 10-foot jumper is good. 11 for Shea Wirtz, and it's 26-10. Clifton Clyde leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Foul line to Thompson. She'll try a jumper, but she got hit on the arm and fouled. That'll go on Affolter. That will be her first, and it will send Thompson back to the free throw line where she just missed two. Another good game going in Substate tonight. The Riverside boys lead Morgan Mount Academy 39-33 in Class 2A play. Another missed free throw by Thompson. She's missed last three strong. As Diekman will check out. Coming back into the game for Jackson Heights is Huckless. One more free throw for Kaylee Thompson. And it's wide right. So the Cobras are struggling from the free throw line and really on the offensive side of the basketball all night long. Just 10 points so far. They've got 150 to go in the third quarter.
Again, a team that averages 50-plus points a game. Anything that's leaving the hand of this Cobra team is just not finding itself through the rim. And Clifton Clyde with 140 to go, running some offense here as Jackson Heights stays in their zone.
Cross-court pass to Novert, up on top, Douglas. Just holding on to the basketball, again, valuable time ticking off this clock, and now the Cobras get a turnover as the Eagles turn over for the 13th time and the fourth time here in the third quarter.
And how many of those 13 turnovers have been forced by Jackson Heights here tonight?
Not many of them.
No. And it's something that Clifton Clyde, their lead could be 25 at this point if they hang up the basketball.
Olberding out on top. Clyde still in the diamond and one all over Amaya Marlette, who's just had to work for everything she has got tonight, which is just 3 points. Marlette dribbles into the corner, hands it off to Oberding. She'll pump on a three, drive in. Nearly traveled, did she? Yeah. Fifth turnover for Jackson Heights here in the third quarter alone. Ninth for the game. The Eagles with the basketball back, leading by 16 and 106 to go third quarter. Here's pressure again in the backcourt. Wirtz dribbles through a double team. Here now comes a triple team. Gets it off to Douglas, who kicks it up ahead. Nober down low, a jumper put off the window and missed. Offensive rebound, Nober, but she lost it out of bounds. Wow, a wide open look for Haley Thrasher of Clifton Clyde. Jackson Heights gets a break, and now they need a bucket with 55.3 to go in the third quarter.
I've said it many times tonight about getting a break, and this is the most important possession of the ball game. Jackson Heights has not taken advantage of the turnovers from Clifton Clyde.
Now a near turnover by Thompson. Gets it down low to Marlowe on the block. She spins, shoots it off the window. Her shot's in and out. Got her own rebound. Now the ball loose on the floor, and we'll get a foul. I think going to go on Clifton Clyde. Yeah, it's going to be on the Eagles. That will go against Thrasher. That'll be her second. Marlette will trigger it in from the baseline. 41.4 to go, third quarter. In the middle lane, Thompson, her jumper off the window is no good. An offensive rebound and a lot of contact, no whistle, and the rebound taken away by Clifton Klein. But again, it's been that way all night long. It's been a lot of contact on both sides. You've got to just come to expect that in a sub-state game.
No doubt, especially when you're looking at these smaller schools. A turnover here by Clifton Clyde once again.
Oberding the other way. Gets all the way inside. Her layup is no good, but a foul. And Kane Oberding will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. With all the times that Jackson Heights got to the free throw line in the third quarter, they've made their free throws, it'd be almost a single-digit game.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, struggling at the line, and this is something, this is off-season work right here by these girls. Oberding misses the first. You know, when you're tired and you're exhausted, this is what you got to do. You got to be ready for these kind of moments in your career when games are so important. You got to make free throws.
Cobra's 2 of 10 from the free throw line here so far. Second free throw by Oberding is good. And she's got three. It's a 15-point lead for the Eagles, and now pressure again in the backcourt. Douglas just dribbles through a double team. Picked up ahead and over. She'll drive in. Fourth of a shot off the window. It's good and one. Four for Nobert. She'll have a chance to complete a three-point play with 8 seconds to go in quarter number three. And that is on Thompson. That's just her second. As we'll also see Appholzer come back into the game for Clifton Clyde to replace Work. She's got those two fouls. Don't want her to pick up a cheap third. So just 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nobert to the line for the first time tonight. And her free throw is wide right. Rebound will go to Thompson, and Oberding will bring it the other way. 5 seconds to go. Oberding, a pull-up three is well short, and the rebound will go to Clifton Clyde. They'll just hold on to it, and that's it for three quarters of play. Three quarters in the book. It's been all Eagles so far here in the second half. It's 28-11. The Eagles lead by 17 as we head to the fourth quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, Jackson Heights with the basketball trailing by 17, 28-11. Clifton Clyde leading. Cobras with Marlette with the basketball out on top. Here's Thompson out ahead of the circle. Back inside Marlette. She'll scoop up a shot with the left hand that's no good. Fight for the rebound. And we'll have another jump ball, but the possession arrow will give it to Clifton Clyde.
Give credit right now, Johnny Clifton Clyde. Defense, they've been doing it all game long. Nothing easy for Amaya Marlette. one of the few seniors on this roster for the Cobras.
Now a steal for Huntsley. She'll flick up a shot and get fouled. And that's, now we're seeing a little bit of pressure getting to the Eagles. And that'll bring, make Coach Wharton bring back in Nobert and Wirtz in the next after this first free throw by Huntsley.
Again, this is Pat to Jacksonite defense. I'm just bamboozled why it's taken so long to jump into this full court pressure.
Huntsley's first free throw, though, is short. And again, valuable points being left at the free throw line.
That's six straight misses by Jackson Heights.
Overding made the one free throw
towards
the end of the third quarter. That's really been it. Second free throw for Huntsley. It's in and out, but we're going to get a lane violation going against Marlette. So wipe that free throw off.
So you get a steal, you get to the free throw line, and Jackson Heights 0 for 2 from the stripe.
7:38 to go in the game. It's 28-11. Clifton Clyde leads again. The Cobras showing pressure. Now they get another steal. Thompson brings it the other way. Drives in to Oberding. Left-hand layup is good. 5 for Oberding. Brings it back to a 15-point game with 7:20 to go. Douglas in the backcourt. In trouble. Dribbles through a double team and now across the timeline. Off to work. She'll try a left wing three. It's no good. It's deep. The rebound to Marlette. Here she comes in transition. Marlette into the front court, all the way inside. Scoop layup is good. Amaya Marlette with 5 and a quick spurt by the Cobras. Have it down to a 13-point game with 7 minutes to go. And now Marlette is hard foul. She just ran over Shea Wirtz. I mean, literally almost jumped over the top of her. Marlette will pick up her second.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. It was just, you know, the intensity of this game has picked up so quickly in the last minute and 4 seconds of this fourth quarter. That Marlette layup was so smooth. And then she quickly tried to get a quick steal again, ran right into Wirtz, knocked her to the ground.
Douglas trying to get the ball in. Marlette showing a ton of pressure. Wirtz in the backcourt. Gets it off to Nober. She'll walk it across the timeline. Drive all the way to the baseline. Right hand layup is good and one.
Emma Nober, her second and one opportunity coming. She's got 6.
And we'll go to the line and try to complete a three-point play.
That was a big breakdown in the defense for Jackson Heights. No backside rotation. Getting there late was McMahon, who just picked up her fourth foul.
So McMahon will have to come out with that fourth foul. Another going to leave her in. The Deakman will come out of the game, actually. Huntsley's back in. A single free throw for Nober. Right-handed shooter, and it's good. 7 for Nober. The lead back to 16 for the Eagles with 6:45 to go. Huntsley on the left wing. Inside to Thompson on the left block. She lost the basketball and it's stolen away by Wirtz. 11th turnover now for the Cobras. Nobert in transition. A 3-on-3. All the way into the corner. Up on top and it's stolen away by Marlette. 16th turnover for the Eagles. Marlette in transition. Dribbles to the foul line. Kicks it into the corner. Oberding, a wide open three-pointer, is off the back rim. Offensive rebound Thompson. Her shot blocked by Douglas. Now a fight for the rebound. The ball loose on the floor, and Clifton Clyde comes up with it. Nearly a travel, but the Eagles never had possession, and now they're going to get a timeout before Marlette nearly picked up the foul. So, timeout by Clifton Clyde with 6:12 to go in the game. It's 31-15. The Eagles lead by 16 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
Six:12 to go out of the timeout. 31-15. The Eagles leading with the basketball. Pressure coming in the backcourt by the Cobras. Sykes with the basketball. Goes behind the back. Here comes a double team. She dribbles around it. Now another double team. She picks up the dribble and it's stolen away. Oberding off to Marlette. Right hand layup is good. 7 for Amaya Marlette, and it's down to 14.
Another turnover turning into points for the Cobras here in this fourth quarter.
Nobert quickly in transition all the way inside. Scoop layup is good. 9 for Nobert, and all of a sudden the offense is picked up for both sides. 33-17, Clifton Clyde, 5:40 to go. Huntsley, a right wing three. It's too strong. Rebound tipped around, loose, and it's into the hands of Nobert of Clifton Clyde. Novert now in trouble in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble. It's stolen away. Thompson now gets reached in, and is it going to be a foul or a jump ball? They're going to call it a jump ball, I think. In the possession arrow, we'll give it to Jackson Heights.
19 turnovers now on Clifton Clyde. The turnover a moment ago, the jump ball possession going to Jackson Heights. 16-point game still. Jackson Heights has got to find a way to make this possession count. They need a bucket pad.
Overding forces up a jumper that's no good, and now they're going to foul on Wirth inside as she hit the arm of Thompson. So Wirth is going to pick up her third. And Marlette will throw it in for the baseline. 5:23 to go. The Cobras need something right now. Inside, Thompson gets hit on the arm again. And they're going to call before the shot. That will be on Sykes, her first.
Should be a 1-1 here.
Yeah, should be a 1-1, I believe, for Thompson.
Maybe not the best situation, though, for Jackson Heights, the way they shot free throws tonight.
Thompson, 1 of 6, 3 points. You know, 1-1. Her free throw here is no good. The rebound to Douglas. She'll quickly trigger it up ahead into the front court. And now Sykes in the left corner. They'll dribble it back out as we approach 5:10 to go. The Eagles looking to hold on and pull the upset tonight. Left of the head of the circle, the basketball is Nover. Jackson Heights down to man-to-man, and the near steal by Overding, but Douglas has it. Into the corner, up on top Sykes. He'll dribble a couple of times now, crossover. Even though the Cobras are in a man-to-man, they're not showing much pressure, really. And now a ball tapped out of bounds by Callahan. The Eagles turn it over once again, and Jackson Heights will have it back. 4:49 to go in the game. It's 33-17, Clifton Clyde. Huntless on the left wing. Thought about a three. Now she will try a three. Wide open from the left wing, but again, it's too strong. Rebound to Wirth, and they're going to foul on Marlatt. She will pick up her third, and that'll be team foul number 5.
Not a terrible foul there. Again, Jackson Heights just hasn't made an outside shot tonight. That's not the shot that's been there for them here this evening, but this foul does allow Jackson Heights, though, to get in full court pressure once again.
Silver's got to be, what, 0-10 from 3?
Close to it.
Douglas in the backcourt. Double team comes. She just throws it up ahead to Nobert. Now a 3-on-1. Nobert inside the words, but it's going to go off of Oberding as she knocked it out. So those Eagles will have it baseline out of bounds with 4:28 remaining.
I think when you look back at this ball game, there's still a lot of time left in this game, but Jackson Heights is going to wish they went to that full court pressure a lot early.
Wirth forces up a shot. It's no good, but Douglas with an offensive rebound. Now Callahan flicks it up on top to Wirth. He'll dribble to the wing. Give it off to Sykes, who drives baseline. Nice pass inside to Callahan, and she gets hammered on the arm. And she will go to the free throw line for 2, but a great pass from Carson Sykes.
Great dime that time, and Callahan, haven't mentioned her name for quite some time. She's going to go to the line for 2, and Oberding just picked up her 4th foul for Jackson Heights, joining Kinsey McMahon.
Marlatt with 3, McMahon and Oberding with 4. Callahan first free throw is too strong off the back lip. Megan Medock back into the game to replace Huntless. Also, we'll see Clifton Clyde counter with Paige Bowser. And now Callahan, second free throw. High arcing shot is no good. She missed them both. But now a fight for the rebound. It's yanked away by Thompson, but they're going to get a jump ball. Wow, that was kind of a quick whistle for the jump ball. But the possession arrow will keep it with the Eagles.
Big possession there once again. Fighting for the glass. Jackson Knight's been out-rebounded tonight by Clifton Clyde in droves.
Schwartz has the ball tipped free on the inside. Gets it back. Forces it inside to Callahan. She puts it up and in and 1. 10 for Callahan. And we're starting to get close to that dagger type of situation
yep.
here, Jake, with only 4:11 to go. And now an 18-point advantage.
Especially with a team that's struggling from the outside as Jackson Knight has tonight. Three ball's not been there. And unless something flips on a dime here, as the free throw is airballed here by Callahan, unless something flips on a dime quickly and those outside shots start to fall, this game is going to be close to being over.
4:08 to go. It's 35-17. Clifton Clyde leading by 18. And now a foul up on top on Callahan. That'll be her second.
That'll send Thompson
back to the free throw line.
And you feel for the kids in this instance right here, especially 100%. Tonight. As much as Jackson Heights has struggled from the free throw line, again, we can talk about how it's something you need to be doing, but it's just been a struggle tonight.
When you look at the stats, too, Thompson, not a terrible free throw shooter, 68%. But she misses another front end of a 1-1, and then she fouls.
Yep.
Oh, no, they call it on Clifton Clyde.
No, it'll be red ball. That's going to be a foul on Thompson, and that's going to be her fourth.
Yeah.
So Jacksonite's a team that doesn't go that deep off the bench now, Johnny. They've got three girls with four fouls here in this game.
Back into the game is Diekman, and going to the free throw line is Paige Bowser, a junior. For the third free throw attempt of the year for Bowser, and it's good. So she earns the bonus. That was a 1-1 free throw, and Hutchlitz right back into the game for Diekman. And this to push it to 20. And it's good.
That's your dagger.
So the lead is 20 now for the Eagles. We're under 4 minutes to go. Marlette with the basketball out on top. Crosses over. I will say, Douglas has been the primary on-ball defender on Marlette tonight. She's done a great job. Thompson orbiting a three that's no good. Marlette offensive rebound has it all tipped away into the hands of Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. Now an easy steal and layup for Marlette. 9 for Marlette. Coach Shoup wants to take a timeout. We'll take this quick one with them. 3:37 to go in the game. It's 37-19. Clifton Clyde leading here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get more done with a Milwaukee Power Tool now on sale at Susser Building Supply in Seneca. Through April 30th, you'll find a Milwaukee bundle and save instantly special when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel drilling and fastening kit, plus a hand tool or an accessory. Milwaukee is nothing but heavy duty when it comes to their tools, and there's a long list of drill kits, M18 combo and fastening kits, plus hand tools and accessories that qualify for this sale. Check it out now at Susser Building Supply in Seneca. Special ends April 30th.
KMZA.
.337 to go in the game. It's 37-19. The Clifton Clyde girls lead Jackson Heights. Sober showing pressure. Clifton Clyde breaks it easily, but now in trouble. The backcourt is Douglas to Bowser. Now Sykes in the backcourt. She gets double teamed, kicked up ahead, and finally into the front court to Douglas. 3:25 to go, and backing it out is Douglas. Nobody coming out on her. Nobody within 10 feet of her. Now Douglas just picks up her dribble, feeds it off to the right wing to work. Cross court pass to Sykes. She pumps on a three, so the right-handed dribble will back it out. Now back to work. Really not a ton of pressure, though, by Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
Worth drives in, gets it off to Sykes. No backups.
This is desperation time now for Jackson Heights. They've got to get out defensively. Can't just allow Clifton Clyde easy dribble penetration and easy passes around the perimeter like they have right now.
Sykes to Wirtz, right at the head of the circle. Under 3 minutes to go. Wirtz, a deep three, is way too strong. That's exactly what the Cobras needed. And now here's Marlette to bring it the other way.
I guess he were up by 18. Coach Wirtz probably not too upset with that.
Here's a three by Hutchlitz. It's good. Big three by Rebecca Hutchlitz. Finally got one to drop. And Coach Shoup will take a timeout. He wants a 30. If it's a 30, we'll keep it here. Actually, no, it's got to be a full timeout. Let's just keep it here again. Why not? 2:38 to go in the game. It's 37-22.
Jackson Heights waited way too long. Again, it's not like they weren't trying to make them earlier, but waited too long to get that first three-pointer to come off the lid. Again, 2:38 to go, 15-point lead. You still, I think Jackson Heights is out of timeouts now. If they're forced to take that full, it's got to be their final timeout. But one thing, you know, a little bit too late at this point in this ballgame. Unless Jackson Heights can turn that defense up. If they can force turnover after turnover after turnover, then we're looking at a different ballgame. But Clifton Clyde, the first couple possessions on this full court pressure struggled. They found their groove now, though.
2:38 to go. The Eagles will have it from the baseline. We'll have to go the length of the floor as the Cobras show pressure. Get it into Wirtz in the backcourt. Double team comes on her. Gets it off to Sykes. Now Douglas. Still in the backcourt. Now in the middle of the floor. Douglas kicks the ball up ahead and over to the front court. She gets away from pressure. Dribbles all the way inside. Layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. They're going to get a foul on Callahan. They're going to go to the other end, shoot free throws with no time coming off the clock.
It's a great possession there if you're Jackson Heights. Yes, pressure was broken, but the shot was missed. Callahan picks up the foul. That's her third. And going to the other end, Kenzie McMahon for Jackson Heights for the final 1-1.
McMahon has not attempted a free throw tonight on the year, 50%. Right-handed shooter, her free throw is good.
Did we just see a free throw made? This is something, again, momentum can be a funny thing.
One more free throw coming for McMahon. And she got them both.
Timeout, Cliff and Clyde.
The Eagles will take the timeout. We will take this break. 2:24 to go in the game. It's 37-34. Cliff and Clyde leads Jackson Heights with 2:24 to go on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 KMZA.
Go in the game. It's 37-24. Clifton Clyde leads, but Jackson Heights still going to show full court pressure. Douglas will run the baseline, looking to get it in. Still looking. Finally just has to toss the ball up in the air to Wirtz, but it's going to be into the backcourt and stolen away by Marlette. Now kicked up ahead, a breakaway, a three-on-one. Bodies all over the floor. Inside, Thompson, layup is good. Five for Kaylee Thompson. And it's down to an 11-point game, and we'll get a foul in the backcourt that's going to go against Jackson Heights. And we'll go to the other end. It should be a 1-1, I believe, the final one for Carson Sykes. Nope, that's going to be the 10th. So double bonus, two shots for Sykes, the junior.
Yeah, it should only be the 19th.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, on the scoreboard they have it as 10th, but it is just the 9th. So a 1-1. But yeah, both teams thought it was a two-shot foul.
Oh, and that's huge because she missed the first free throw as well.
But Jackson Heights didn't even go for the basketball, so they thought it was a two-shot foul.
True. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I'd rather get it right, though, you know what I mean? And a free throw, of course, is good. I mean, you can't really say anything when both teams stand there and think it's a two-shot foul. I mean.
To be fair, though, after the shot, he blew his whistle right after she shot. It's just a weird situation right there.
This is the second ball offensive rebound into the hands of Nober.
That was huge.
The lead is 12 for the Eagles with 2 minutes to go.
Massive offensive rebound. Nober just came to life here in this fourth quarter for Clifton Clyde. Run out opportunities, defensive rebounding. And right now, Clifton Clyde just taking the air out of this basketball.
Worst to the baseline. Right hand layup is good. And you talked about the dagger earlier. That might be it right there. 13 for Wirtz. It's back to a 14-point advantage. Hutcliffe, top of the key, straight away, three. Yes! Second three for Rebecca Hutcliffe. She's got eight. It's down to an 11-point game with 90 seconds to go. And they're going to bump foul called on McMahon, and that will be her fifth.
Just a little bit late getting to the spot that time by Kenzie McMahon. When you're running that press, you've got to make sure you're at your spot in a timely manner. She was about two steps late. Easy call for there for the official. Now a two-shot foul the rest of the way for the Eagles.
Final score is 3-8. About the substate. Nemaha Central remains rolling along with a 60-37 win over Jeff West.
Wow. I'll
tell you, I did not see that coming. Over first free throw, rattles in.
That was a big-time score that I mentioned, as you just said. I didn't expect that. Nemaha Central, Jeff West, all year long, been 8 to 12 points in their previous couple matches.
Thunder went on an 18-0 run at one point in that one. One more free throw for Nobert, and it is off the mark. So, the other way, Jackson Heights with the basketball down by 12, 1:20 to go. Oberding to Thompson in the middle of the lane. Spin, shoots over her right shoulder, banks it home. Seven for Thompson, it's down to a 10-point game, 1:15 to go. Douglas in the backcourt. Nobody coming up on her. Finally, here's Olberding to go out on Douglas. Douglas still with it. Dribbles around pressure. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it off to her. The Eagles just playing keep away now. And finally, they're going to reach in on Marlette. And that will be now her fourth. So Thompson, Marlette, Olberding all with four. McMahon is fouled out.
That was a made basket for Jackson Heights. they didn't jump in full court pressure. That was something that I didn't expect to see after a made bucket. Wirtz makes the first, and this Clifton Clyde team, albeit Mallory Callahan struggled, the rest of the team shot really good from the free throw line.
Really, when you look at it, that's been the difference tonight. Missed free throws for Jackson Heights, made free throws for Clifton Clyde. Wirtz hits both. She's got 15. The 12-point lead for the Eagles with under a minute to go. Oberding on the right wing, dribbles to the baseline. Stops, still with it, and she carried it. 12th turnover for Jackson Heights. 52.2 to go. The Eagles again will have it. Now Jackson Heights in a straight-up full-court man-to-man. Here's a steal from Arlette. She'll force up a shot that's no good. Fight for the rebound of Thompson, and she gets fouled. Thompson should go to the free throw line and shoot a pair as they get that on Wirtz, her fourth. So two shots coming for Kaylee Thompson. Thompson, one of seven from the line tonight. Her first free throw here is short. Beekman back into the game for Jackson Heights, 47.8 to go. Second free throw is good. Eight for Thompson. It's 43-32, Clifton Clyde, 47.6 remaining. Douglas in the backcourt gets it off the side. Nearly travels with the basketball, and Coach Wirtz gets a quick timeout just before a potential jump ball or a foul. And it's a full timeout. We'll take this one final one. 42.3 to go in the game. It's 43-32. Clifton Clyde leads by 11 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Candleland Radio.
Another quick score update, another final. The Riverside boys move on to the 2A Valley Heights Substate Championship game with a 56-47 win over Mortimer Academy. They await the winner of Valley Heights and Valley Falls in the Substate Championship on Saturday. Clifton Clyde with the basketball here out of the timeout, leading by 11, and just dribbling the basketball out. Douglas across the timeline, nobody coming out near her. She's just dribbling the ball around. Now under 30 seconds to go. Nober gets bumped and fouled by Diekman. 20 seconds come off the clock, though. Adelson Nober to the free throw line as she is 2-for-4 from the stripe tonight. Made two of her last three. Nober free throw on the way is short.
Again, I'm really impressed with Nobert here tonight, Johnny. She's definitely played well down the stretch. She's a key cog for this wheel of Clifton Clyde. I mean, they're gonna pull a back-to-back upsets against the fourth and first ranked seed in this substate with a chance to go to state.
Second free throw by Nobert is good. You gotta look at this Eagle team. The thing about it is that this Eagle team does have its size. They do have good size, and that's just what a lot of teams don't have, especially on the girls' side. And you get these lower classifications as well. Thompson inside, scoops it up and in. She's got 10. Coach Shoup will take, I believe, should be his final timeout with 16 seconds to go. We'll keep it here. Have another final of a 1A game, a great game in 1A Division 2. Wetmore beats Lynn 34-30. So Wetmore into the...
Girls side?
Yes, 1A Division 2.
Wow.
That's at the Axel Substate. Wetmore gets the win over Lynn, 34-30. You look at that Wetmore team.
That's a great win there for Coach Moss and his team. I mean, I'm really impressed with, you know, they've got what I call the Twin Towers, right, on their roster. A couple of girls who are six-footers that can handle the basketball and score well. That Wetmore team, they're a scary team when you get to the postseason.
I look at Wetmore, they are one guard away from being a potential state champion type of team.
Absolutely.
In the backcourt, Wirtz has the ball knocked free. It's loose on the floor. Wirtz again comes up with another 50-50 ball. And now a ball tapped out of bounds by Marlette as we got 10 seconds to go. Yeah, that Wetmore team with the 2 6-footers on the inside.
Yeah.
Good point guard in Alyssa Bloom. They're a team definitely to be reckoned with here in the postseason, and they've showed it so far. Really have us looking at a decent chance to win that sub-state.
Now wow.
The ball tapped out of bounds again with 9.7 to go.
We got
to call a foul.
We got one official on this near side who wasn't even close to the ball, and he's the one that calls the foul. The far two officials that were in front of where the action was, they just said it's deflection out of bounds again. We've seen that most of the game. Let them play. It's been a physical game, but I think even had the other two officials a little perplexed.
Yeah, I was definitely confused. It's Nobert back to the free throw line. Our first one is good. I know Wirtz has 15 tonight, but Nobert is making her way towards possibly being our player of the game here tonight. Second free throw is short. Jack Knights will bring it the other way. 7 seconds to go. Inside Huntless lays it up, left it short. Marlette will put it up and in.
That'll do it.
And that's it. Final score tonight, Clifton Clyde, 45. Jackson Heights, 36. The Eagles pull the upset and move on to the sub-state championship game on Saturday. They await the winner of our second semifinal between Frankfort and Donovan West. That's coming up here in a little while, but we'll take a timeout. We'll come back with post-game stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Centralia High School. We've reached the final in our first semifinal of the night here in Class 1A, Division 1. And it's the Clifton Clyde Eagles, the 5 seed of sub-state, moving on to the sub-state championship game on Saturday with a 45-36 upset win over top-seeded Jackson Heights. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spaulding alongside of me, Kirk Kilman, our man back at the studios, and Jake, put it simple tonight, Jackson Heights just didn't have the offense. I mean, that was basically the story of the night. Didn't shoot free throws well, didn't shoot it well from the outside, and that was just the difference of the offense didn't show up tonight.
Absolutely. It was again, we talked about this Cobra team averaging over 50-some points per game, and one thing that you made a comment on early in the game is that, you know, we talked about the differences, Twin Valley League, Northeast Kansas League, these two teams' schedules, how it's prepared them for the postseason. I don't think Jackson Heights was prepared to go up and battle physically today. I think that they did not this varsity roster was not prepared to just go against a team that's going to shove a little, elbow a little bit, and get aggressive on the glass. And it kind of gave them sticker shock early on in this game.
Well, you look at it, there's nobody in the Northeast Kansas League that has a body like Mallory Callahan
sure. In
the Northeast Kansas League. I mean, and throughout the game, that just continues to wear and wear and wear. And I have to say, I agree with you.
Kaylee Thompson is probably one right next to Maya Marlette that can bang the best down low. And when you're not used to that throughout the year, you're not used to that in practice, that's gonna show on the floor. And, you know, this Cobra team, I mean, again, 17-1, undefeated at Northeast Kansas League, back-to-back Northeast Kansas League championships for them, one seed in the sub-state, all for naught because you can't make it out of the sub-state semifinal round. You know, one thing with this group here is that I feel like that when they go back and watch film, when you go back and see how this game transpired, I think Coach Dan Shoup's going to kind of maybe have a little bit of a question mark about, well, you know what, I should have maybe gone to that full court pressure early. I should have maybe tried to figure out a different offensive set because when Jackson Heights came out in the beginning of the fourth quarter, they had a nice little pick and pop at the top of the key. That gave Amaya Marlette an ability to catch the ball at the free throw line and drive to the left lane line. She got a layup out of it. That was the only time we saw Jackson Heights run a set like that for Marlette to try and get her free in space. And that's something that, again, you got to give credit to Clifton Clyde as well. Phenomenal defensive effort for them to keep Marlette in check. But I think Coach Shoup is going to look at this and just kind of be like, man, I wish I would have made those adjustments a little bit differently because this game, down the stretch, you saw that defense turn up. It resulted in points. Jackson Heights got this game within 9, but it was just too little too late for the defense.
Yeah, you mentioned you got to give a ton of credit to Clifton Clyde. They dictated the entire pace of this game from start to finish. They wanted to slow this game around. They knew Jackson Heights is at their best when they get out in transition,
yeah.
When they get out, force live ball turnovers so they can get out and run. And really, we saw that maybe 3, 4, 5 times the most from Jackson Heights here tonight. So you got to give a ton of credit to Coach Wirtz and Clifton Clyde, as Clifton Clyde, again, the 5 seed, pulls the upset over Centralia, the 4 seed, last week. Then coming tonight, take down the number 1 overall seed of this sub-state by a 45-36 final. And looking at the numbers, we'll start with Jackson Heights. 12 turnovers, 2 three-pointers. They were 6 of 16 from the free-throw line. The Cobras were led in scoring by by Amaya Marlette. She had 11. Thompson had 10. 8 for Rebecca Huffliss on a pair of threes. Canyon Oberding 5-2 for Mackenzie McMahon. So, again, the Cobras in their year with a record of 17-2 and have just one senior, as it's Amaya Marlette, who will end her career here at Jackson Heights High School. Clifton Clyde, meanwhile, 20 turnovers, 3 three-pointers, 10 of 22 shooting from the free throw line, wore the Eagles, led in scoring by Shea Wirtz, who had 15, 12 for Emma Nobert, 10 for Mallory Callahan, 6 for Carson Sykes, 2 for Paige Bowser. The Eagles improved to 12-9 on the year and await the winner of Frankfort and Donovan West, who will play in our second semifinal coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. But Jake, just final thoughts here.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Jackson Heights, number 1 overall seed. How about this stat, too? The fact they're number 2 in Class 1A Division 1 as well. They were the second-best team by the KBCA at the end of the year. They ranked them as number 2 in the entire state of Kansas. Now, granted, there are 3 teams ranked in our area. We're going to have Frankfort, the 4th-ranked team, coming up here just a little bit. Donovan West, the 7th-ranked team in the state as well. But we need to put that into perspective for people at home listening. This is a massive upset by Clifton Clyde. This is not just your... You know, ho-hum, it was a good, you know, good win for Clifton Clyde. This is huge for a program for Coach Wirtz as well.
Now, I will say, too, those rankings don't necessarily give probably a full depiction and the best overall of what, you know, what is to offer in the state because, you know, how the KBCA works. You got to be a member of the association
sure. To
be able to get. So it's a little bit different that way. But still, nonetheless, you still have enough coaches that rank you that high.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still saying something. And as you mentioned, a huge, huge, huge upset for Clifton Clyde here tonight, but I think if you ask coaches around the TVL, they're going to tell you we're not surprised at all.
I would agree. And we, you and I coming into this game, and Justin Fluke as well, we always have conversations throughout the week before games, and you know, we discussed about how this wasn't going to be a cakewalk for Jackson Heights. This is a Jackson Heights team that is going to get tested, and they got tested early. They failed the test early. They failed the test midway. They failed the test late. And Clifton Clyde, you've got to give so much credit to this Eagle team, Coach Wirtz, I mean, the winner of our next game, they're going to have their hands full with this Clifton Clyde Eagle team. It took them a couple overtimes to get by Centralia, the host here in this substate. They did it again against Jackson Heights here tonight. They've shown, they can prove it, that they can do it again.
One more thing to do, we have to pick our player of the bank gun, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank of Onega. And when you look at Clifton Clyde, three players in double figures. Shea Wirtz, the freshman, led the way with 15. I don't know. I'm going to this just because I can. Emma Nober, the 5'6 junior, 12 points tonight, most of those coming in the fourth quarter, clutch free throws down the stretch. To me, she was the most impressive player we saw tonight, just not only point-wise, rebounding, assist.
Yeah.
She did it. She seemed like wherever the ball was, she was tonight.
And it seemed like whenever Clifton Clyde needed somebody to handle the basketball against the press, she was the one that caught it at the midway point of the court. She's the one that got it across the timeline and was able to break pressure, get some runaway layups, get fouled, go to the free throw line. I agree wholeheartedly. I think the difference maker in this game today between Jackson Knights and Clifton Clyde was the Eagles, Emma Nobert. That's why she's our player to bank on.
And you also got to look at the free throw line, too. Jackson Knights, 6 of 16. Granted, Clifton Clyde wasn't much better, 10 of 22, but still, it seemed like the free throws that Jackson Heights missed came at the most inopportune time,
yeah,
where they had the chances to really crawl back into that game. So Jackson Heights, again, ends the year at 17-2. Clifton Clyde, they are 12-9. We should have what is going to be a great high school basketball girls game coming up here in about 45 minutes to an hour or so from right now between Frankfort and Donovan West. It should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take about a 45-minute break. We'll come back. We'll get you set to start our second semifinal. Final score, though, in our opening semifinal tonight. Clifton Clyde, 45. Jackson Heights, 36. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.